Well, we've got some old friends and a brand new friend to kick things off today. I will welcome our guests who are representing the All In movement with some fantastic news and a celebration of a recent achievement that they have enjoyed. But first, we want to tell you that coming up on May 1st is the deadline for the Westport Pride scholarship applications. They're offering three scholarships this year to a senior at Staples, a Fairfield County senior, and a Connecticut senior, all high schools. These scholarships welcome all young LGBTQ plus individuals to apply. They want to uplift and promote success among young LGBTQ plus individuals as they leave high school and move to their next adventure. The Staples and Fairfield County scholarships are sponsored by Westport Pride, and the state level scholarship is sponsored by Thomas W. Gendruck and will be administered by Westport Pride. Don't forget, the due date is May 1st. The total award is $1,000, and you need to go to westportpride.org to apply and find out all about the great stuff that Westport Pride is doing. We hope you'll participate. This morning, I'm so pleased to welcome my guests to the program representing All In. This is an organization that is a network of grassroots alliances in a growing number of Connecticut cities and towns where neighbors are working together across their differences to make it possible for everybody to have a home, food, and a voice in the decisions that affect their lives. My dear friend David Morgan is with us. He's representing Team Incorporated, serving the greater Naugatuck, lower Naugatuck Valley area. And a new friend, Jacqueline Baez. She is with All In Waterbury and part of the Naugatuck Valley Project, NVP, in my hometown of Waterbury. Jackie, welcome to the program. David, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So let's talk a little bit and orient folks to the two organizations that you represent before we talk about how you came together as part of this all-in movement here in Connecticut. Jackie, let's start with you. Tell me a little bit more about the Naugatuck Valley Project, please.
Okay. NVP is an organization with 23 dues-paying congregations, labor union, housing cooperatives, and ethnic organizations. NVP leaders and members work together to build power, effect system change for the improvement of their local community. So the most is we are like building power, a strong intentional relationships building. And we do leadership trainings and issues exploration and direct actions activity.
And how did you, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And we empower the low and moderate income people to their alive and have a strong voice in decisions to affect our life.
So have you been working in this field of advocacy and organization as a career?
No, I just started like 3 years, two by voluntary, and last year they having an open position and they hire me. Yeah, I'm new, but I never get this life for career. I just, start like regular person, mm-hmm. volunteer.
Sure.
But it's when I meet people from teen and MVP, my heart touch because they do like really wonderful work for mm-hmm. the people. Mm-hmm. And, I'm be a lot of proud to they give you the opportunity to be an organizer because they see something I never see. They say I have a power to do that. So they give me the chance. And right now I'm here. And, the point is told to the community, like anyone can be an organizer and do that kind of job. Is you want to help the community.
Do you have a specific goal for the immediate future that you are working toward in regards to either MVP or in your relationship with the All In movement?
Yeah, right now we focus in affordable housing because we see, you know, around the world, this is a crisis. So right now we have to see like different options, you know, for the people, because this is so sad. See how is, you know, our community going deplorable because they don't have a place to live. So this is one of my goals, to, you know, help people to see different actions we have. So recently, MVP did a workshop in Milford last Thursday, April 4th, to, you know, see the cooperative, how they work, and how, you know, we can, like, do something else for the future.
Did you have good attendance here in Milford?
Yes. Yes, we have, like, probably like 40 people, I think, in that day. So this is a gathering in Milford.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you find that you had interested people attending from multiple communities and not just Milford?
Oh yes, we have people from Ansonia, Derby, and Waterbury. And I think it's Southington or Southbury.
Southington, yeah. Southbury, yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Very good.
So little by little, we have more communities come from different towns. And that is the big goal for All In, because we would like to include all, you know, Valley and all areas around, you know, in Connecticut.
Sure. Well, the name says it all. David, credit to you and your organization for aligning and being an ally in this All-In movement as well. For folks that may not be familiar with Team Incorporated from their 1,100 previous visits here on the award-winning For the People over the past three decades, just remind folks all a little bit of all of the great stuff that you guys do at Team.
Thank you, John. Yes. We've been around. It will be 60 years next year. We were our agency, a nonprofit human services agency. We were born out of the war on poverty in the 60s, and some of the frontline grassroots civic engagement aligned with some of the across partisan politics on how do we build solutions together, both addressing current conditions, but as well as root causes. And you know, from food insecurity to housing assistance, Head Start and child care, home heating assistance, and many other areas of essential basic needs and pursuits of happiness in life. And in the last year alone, Team Inc. responded to just over 17,000 individuals from all walks of life, from the city of Milford, up the Route 8 corridor, the greater Naugatuck Valley, including we're very well known for Head Start, Diaper Bank, and Early Childhood on the ground in Waterbury and Naugatuck.
Mm-hmm. So tell me your thoughts the first time you heard about the All In Alliance.
Yeah, well, you know, so first, you know, hearing, you know, Team Inc., like Naugatuck Valley Project, we are two of more than 40 organizations that are deeply committed to the All In Alliances. And hearing Jackie speak that she's new is just another, you know, there's never not a surprise in my work, because I say that with admiration and respect to you, Jackie, because I was at the Milford Housing Workshop last week. And to your point, John, it included people from multiple communities, a lot of residents from Milford, but there were also planning and zoning commissioners, fair rent commissioners, board of ed member, and again, the idea of bringing people together from all sectors, all walks of life, all political affiliations, all, you know, self-interests, all needs and wants. I've seen Jackie firsthand, you know, with this deep commitment of grassroots organizing and building relationships on the ground that just pierces through the public and private sectors and, forgive my phrase, the political Game of Thrones. You know, those who know, sure. Team Inc., we are Switzerland as a nonprofit. So to hear you, Jackie, say you are new, I mean, I realize the unnatural experience for the two of us to be on the radio. But Team Inc. is a huge fan and is such a grateful ally of this work. And again, Team Inc. and Naugatuck Valley Project, we're two of, you know, there's more than 40 organizations, nonprofit and other sectors. And Jackie represents, you know, well over 80 key leaders on the ground. The last thing I would opine on is, you know, John, you mentioned Waterbury, but Naugatuck Valley Project, their workshop was on one of, when you think about the menu of options, and we all have a very strong consensus around the state of Connecticut and in our homes and our towns that we really don't address the housing crisis. You know, the state of Connecticut will sink our own neighborhoods and communities, our loved ones, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our coworkers. We really got to reimagine how we think about this. So Team Inc's a huge fan of the All-In Alliances. And I think this latest recognition is proof point of what they are doing is so out of the box. And to get it recognized by the Connecticut chapter of the American Planning Association and all of the expertise of planners who are recognizing this piece, you know, we spend a lot of time, very necessary time, on the physical infrastructure, you know, the roadways, the power lines, the rail systems, you know, the acreage minimums, lot requirements. And as we know, within Connecticut, the town sets the table. What we're missing is that relational infrastructure. How do we connect and, you know, through the real and perceived divides so that we can all address what we all want and need for people to have a place to live, again, across all lives, walks of life, all budgets. And so NVP has a 30-plus exemplar of one of those options, their housing cooperatives. I would nudge people to look further into it. It was a really good workshop last week. Having in my prior experience being on a planning and zoning, it was really awesome to see and learn about cooperatives and what Naugatuck Valley Project has been able to demonstrate for more than 30 years. So when you think of the starter homes, multifamilies, accessory dwelling units, you know, reimagining unused commercial properties and buildings, you know, you have to add housing cooperatives to that. And to see and hear that firsthand from Jackie and Alex and the other leaders of MVP is just, it's just why we're so meaningfully part of this work. This can really address the root causality on increasing the options of homes for peoples in Connecticut.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm not sure if you were on this call yesterday with the newly initiated DECD commissioner Dan O'Keefe and Connecticut Main Street. Yeah. But you know, when I'm in the presence of people like that, and they say, you know, go forth and do something, then you know, I really take it seriously, and I have been seeing how simple language divides communities, and the simple difference between calling a development affordable and calling it workforce housing, it does something different to people depending on which terminology that you're using. And I took to heart Commissioner O'Keefe's initiative to put my shoulder to the wheel and my capacity to do that, and I know you do, and I know Jackie does, to defeat this stigma that is associated with workforce housing in this state and across the country. Some places are getting it. Some places in Connecticut are getting it. And this is a primary mission, and I'm so glad to align myself with the two of you and all the rest of the folks that are, really going to go out there and work hard in our communities to get the necessary housing built that's going to increase the quality of life in our communities. It's going to increase the housing value in our communities. Economic development is community development, and you guys are proving it on the front line. So I just want to say that because I very much appreciate it. Let's talk about this great honor that you guys got. You were recently honored by the Connecticut chapter of the American Planning Association with an award at their annual conference of Connecticut City Planners. Jackie, what were your thoughts when you first heard that, in the relatively short time that you've been, an official employee of the All In movement there in Waterbury, it's great to be able to get an award fairly quickly once you get on the job. Tell me a little bit about your feelings and your experience at this event.
Yes, at the beginning, I feel like a lot of surprising, and exciting, yes, because, I'm happy. But I experienced because I look, when we went to the award, I see different people for different places, and, we can be empowered with people to do another kind of job, and we see we have it in common. We're looking for resolve a problem for the community, We work together to see we can do something better for our community. So, yeah, it's really exciting. Share time with professional people, and have different options to do something better.
David, can you pick up on that and articulate a little bit to folks listening why it is so impactful that it was an association of planners that was recognizing this all-in alliances across Sansonia, Derby, Milford, Oxford, Seymour, and Waterbury?
Yeah, absolutely. I would echo what Jackie just said. And also I would invoke, John, you said it very beautifully when you were thinking out loud. And I would repeat my piece on that relational infrastructure. All too often we overlook that, and you think about, to your point, we need to increase the supply of homes that meets, we have a shared economic, social, and otherwise responsibility to house our entire workforce and our older adults and up and coming, youngest, Gen Zs and so on. And, I even think about it. I was elated to watch and see a number of leaders from the All In Alliances come together. The American Planning Association, they convened in Southern Connecticut for their annual. And I recall the Connecticut chapter American Planning Association president, Emmeline Harrigan, who was really amplifying. I mean, it was Citizen Planners was the name of this recognition, which was a recognition of a citizen or a group of citizens in an uncompensated manner who are making a meaningful difference in moving the needle on this work. And to see and watch that recognition of the All In Alliances, again, you can Google All In, you'll see so many. I know we can point people to the website, but there's so many beautiful written pieces in the media that is shining light on this work, and you're absolutely right. It's a growing movement. But again, I would amplify this sense of, you think of national experts who commit their entire career and their expertise that is so critically needed around, I'm talking about the planners and all the related moving parts that are really looking at leaving transformative, footprints in every community, town, and city of Connecticut. And you think about planning issues, their techniques, how they build public and political awareness around, effective planning and working through all levels of government, small and large, and the consultants and land use and the, business industry, attorneys, land use lawyers, councils of government. This All In piece is the missing piece. I've heard the new commissioner for DECD amplify housing is critical element if we're truly going to move forward, onward and upward, economically, socially, and environmentally. And so our hope is, and again, Team Inc. is one aspiring ally of many organizations meaningfully committed to this work, because we see all too often first and front line too many people who are struggling to pay the rent or pay the mortgage each month. Mm-hmm. And so we see this as a root cause, causality solution that can ripple into all the other pursuits of happiness for one another, ourselves, our loved ones. So it's just, it's a testament to the All In movement. And again, neighbor, I can't remember the person to attribute the quote, so forgive me, but neighbor is not necessarily a geographic term. It is a moral concept. And all in is so deeply connected to building relational infrastructure. And that's where we will really turn the corner on increasing homes options. And John, you described it earlier. We're going to have to grab your quote, and I'm going to lean into All In Alliances and say, you know, put a link to this, because you really, we're talking about our hospitality and retail workers, security workers, our home health aides,
our children,
childcare workers,
our kids. We want our kids to come back to our hometown community, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
I get it. Well,
first responders, we want to house them all.
That's right. So we want to remind folks that All In Alliances is bringing neighbors together to share stories, find common ground, educate themselves and each other in local policy and politics. You can speak out at their public meetings and hearings. They'll help you develop an outline or a plan or an idea that you can bring to your political leaders and your community leaders. They can help you win seats on local government boards and commissions, because it all starts locally. So we're going to let you go. We'll leave it at that for this morning, David and Jackie, but let us know where folks can go in their community, or if they're part of Ansonia, Derby, Milford, Oxford, Seymour, and Waterbury, where can they go to learn more?
I think the primary piece would be allinalliances.org. And then from there, you'll be able to navigate whether it's you're deeply committed to the city of Milford, or you know, any, even near and far. I mean, all the way up the Naugatuck Valley, Ansonia, Derby, Seymour, Oxford, Shelton. We have Emergence in Woodbridge and Orange. Jackie and Naugatuck Valley Project and many others deeply committed in Waterbury and Naugatuck, but allinalliances.org is a perfect place to go to. And then you'll see other links and opportunities to connect if you want to get more committed to a specific local town or city you live, work, or play in.
Very good. Team Incorporated has been a partner with the award-winning For the People now for well over the 30 years. I've been working on this program. David Morgan is their voice on our program today, as is our new friend, Jacqueline Baez, who is with All In Waterbury. Jackie, thank you so much. It was wonderful to meet you, and I am excited at the prospect of showing up at one of your meetings and meeting you in person to be able to experience the full Jackie Baez experience that David was describing earlier. So Jackie is also with the Naugatuck Valley Project. I want to thank you both for being on the program this morning, and we'll say farewell for now and get to work.